four laws of focus give me the leverage I need to have a consistently positive mind. The first law of focus states that what I think about expands. When I focus on positive things, I push my mind in a positive direction. My inner voice turns positive, and my life immediately improves. The second law of focus states that my mind can only think one thought at a time. When I focus on a thought, it displaces all others from my mind. When I focus on positive thoughts, negative ones disappear. The third law of focus states that focus is a switch that turns on pictures in my mind. Focus enables me to see my dreams on the motion picture screen of my mind even before they happen. The fourth law of focus states that focus selects the software that I run in my mind. Positive focus turns on positive programs, and my mind switches over to a positive operating system. A persistently positive focus creates a consistently positive mind. The only way to have a positive mind is to develop a positive focus. The war for a positive mind is fought on the battlefield of focus. When you focus on positive things, you push your mind in a positive direction and your life starts to improve. When you focus on your dreams, the direction of your life changes and your dreams start to come true. It's impossible to predict how long it will take for a positive focus to do its work, but that doesn't matter. What's important is that if you maintain a positive focus, it's inevitable that you will become a more positive person. If you focus on your dreams, it's inevitable that they will come true. Focus gives me powerful leverage over my mind. When I focus on a thought, it forces my mind to look in the direction of that thought. When I focus for a minute, I push my mind in that direction for a minute. When I consistently focus on it for weeks and months, my life moves in that direction. The focus of my mind expands into my life. Osprey are better at doing some things than I am. Obviously, they fly better than me, and that's important. But the one thing in which they beat me every time is that they have total focus, and they maintain their focus until they achieve their end. I'm not nearly as good at focusing on my dreams. My mind is like an echo chamber with 1,000 distracting voices pushing my thoughts in 1,000 different directions. And if I turn on television, the task becomes hopeless. I may as well kiss my dreams goodbye if I let Hollywood, politicians, and the news media control the focus of my mind. One of the reasons I like sailing offshore and camping in the solitude of the desert is that it's easier to achieve single-minded focus. When Jesus did his tour of duty on planet Earth, he frequently went out in the desert and spent the night in prayer. He communed with God and attained a single-minded focus that made it possible to walk the path of pain and complete his mission. I don't watch much television these days. I'd rather look at pictures of my friends the Osprey. They remind me to maintain a pin-sharp focus and never quit until my dreams come true.